Some people say the terror attack on Bourbon Street in New Orleans that killed 14 people could have been prevented. Officials say there were police officers, police cars in place where bollards were supposed to be around Bourbon Street. But Shamsuddin Jabbar drove around them and onto the sidewalk. We have more now on the security issues with KNX News chief correspondent Charles Feldman.
If the bollards to protect pedestrians weren't there, could the city have taken other safety measures? With us now is Woodland Hills-based security expert Harry Kazakian. Harry, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
So, 2020 hindsight is that. It's always 2020 when you're looking back on what should have been done. That being said, what do you think should have been done differently?
I understand those bollards were removed and they were targeting to completion to be before the Super Bowl. I think they should have targeted before this major event. Bourbon Street is one of the probably the most popular streets and such a attraction, this major event they had. I would have ordered to shut down the entire street, Bourbon Street, which is about 2,500 feet long, I believe, for traffic. They should have shut down that street for traffic and only allowed pedestrians there. I think that could have prevented this from happening. They could put some type of other types of barriers. I imagine barriers, very similar barriers, such as Jersey barriers could have prevented this incident. So I think there are a few things could have done to prevent this catastrophe.
Now, they did, as I understand it, they did have at least one and maybe more police cars in that area. But the driver, managed to get around the car. So that, I gather, in your view, is not sufficient.
That is correct. There's much more could have done to prevent vehicles being able to have access to Bourbon Street on that day.
I mean, is there such a thing as making an outdoor area that you want to, after all, have people come to and enjoy what their festivities might be, whether it's New Year's Eve or whatever? Is there really a way to guarantee 100% that vehicle, somebody bent on causing great destruction and harm with a vehicle, that they could actually be stopped? Is there any 100% proof about that?
I don't think you can guarantee 100%, but you can definitely minimize the risk.
How do you think we do it here in L.A.? You're based in Woodland Hills. We have a lot of outdoor activities and festivities in the Los Angeles area. Is your observation that we're doing it right or what?
In Los Angeles, many times events similar to this, streets are closed for traffic. And there's hundreds of police appearances, police vehicles in every corner. Police officers have their vehicles parked, preventing access for the vehicles to a major pedestrian traffic area. So I think that same could have been provided on Bourbon Street to prevent this incident.
Is there anything else you talk about having the bollards or having other barriers there? What about things like, I was reading this morning about drones. What would that have done?
Well, the drones, obviously, you want a bird's eye view of the area. I don't think drones would have prevented for this vehicle to gain access to the area, heavily traveled pedestrian traffic area, but perhaps they may have gave the officers advance notice that maybe there's a vehicle that attempting to enter into an area that shouldn't be in.
Okay, very good. That's Woodland Hills-based security expert Harry Kazakian. Harry, thanks.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.